wisest, smartest fox in all the country round, and now that Reddy had grown so big, she thought it about time that he began to learn the things that every fox should know. So every day she took him hunting with her and taught him all the things that she had learned about hunting, about how to steal Farmer Brown's chickens without awakening Bowser the Hound, and all about the thousand and one ways of fooling a dog that she had learned. This morning Granny Fox had taken Reddy across the Green Meadows, up through the Green Forest, and over to the railroad track. Reddy had never been there before, and he didn't know just what to make of it. Granny trotted ahead until they came to a long bridge. Then she stopped.
"Come here, Reddy, and look down," she commanded.
Reddy did as he was told, but a glance down made him giddy, so giddy that he nearly fell. Granny Fox grinned.
"Come across," said she,
and ran lightly across to the other side. But Reddy Fox was afraid. Yes, sir, he was afraid to take one step on the long bridge. He was afraid that he would fall through into the water or onto the cruel rocks below. Granny Fox ran back to where Reddy sat.
"For shame, Reddy Fox," said she. "What are you afraid of? Just don't look down, and you will be safe enough. Now come along over with me."
But Reddy Fox hung back and begged to go home and whimpered. Suddenly Granny Fox sprang to her feet as if in great fright.
"Bowser the Hound! Come, Reddy, come!"
she cried, and started across the bridge as fast as she could go. Reddy didn't stop to look or to think. His one idea was to get away from Bowser the Hound.
"Wait, Granny, wait!"
he cried, and started after her as fast as he could run. He was in the middle of the bridge before he remembered it at all. When he was at last safely across, it was to find old Granny Fox sitting down, laughing at him. Then, for the first time, Reddy looked behind him to see where Bowser the Hound might be. He was nowhere to be seen. Could he have fallen off the bridge?
"Where is Bowser the Hound?" cried Reddy.
"Home in Farmer Brown's dooryard," replied Granny Fox dryly.
Reddy stared at her for a minute. Then he began to understand that Granny Fox had simply scared him into running across the bridge. Reddy felt very cheap indeed.
"Now we'll run back again," said Granny Fox,
and this time Reddy did. End of Chapter 1. Chapter 2. Granny Shows Reddy a Trick.
Every day Granny Fox led Reddy Fox over to the long railroad bridge and made him run back and forth across it until he had no fear of it whatever.
At first it had made him dizzy, but now he could run across at the top of his speed and not mind it in the least.
"I don't see what good it does to be able to run across a bridge. Anyone can do that," exclaimed Reddy one day.
Granny Fox smiled.
"Do you remember the first time you tried to do it?" she asked.
Reddy hung his head. Of course he remembered. Remembered that Granny had had to scare him into crossing that first time. Suddenly Granny Fox lifted her head.
"Hark!"
she exclaimed. Reddy pricked up his sharp pointed ears. Way off back, in the direction from which they had come, they heard the baying of a dog. It wasn't the voice of Bowser the Hound, but of a younger dog. Granny listened for a few minutes. The voice of the dog grew louder as it drew nearer.
"He certainly is following our track," said Granny Fox. "Now, Reddy, you run across the bridge and watch from the top of the little hill over there. Perhaps I can show you a trick that will teach you why I have made you learn to run across the bridge."
Reddy trotted across the long bridge and up to the top of the hill, as Granny had told him to. Then he sat down to watch. Granny trotted out in the middle of a field and sat down. Pretty soon a young hound broke out of the bushes, his nose in Granny's track. Then he looked up and saw her, and his voice grew still more savage and eager.